model trains don't have the broad appeal they once did. The same year, GMMES was founded, 1953. Toy manufacturer Lionel hit record sales of 33 million. A visionary Lionel sales executive named Arthur Raphael, who died the year before, believed that if the company could keep kids interested in trains until age 14, they'd be hooked for life. But with the rise in popularity of NASA and the space age, Legos and toy guns and Hot Wheels, and eventually Nintendos and Xboxes, Lionel and its British competitor, Hornby, collapsed into bankruptcy and languished through various buyouts. While it's unclear whether their obsolescence has made classic train models more valuable, they're still zealously sought after at auctions by collectors, including loco-obsessed celebrities such as Rod Stewart and hooked-for-life fanatics such as my father, a Lionel addict who, in what he insists makes perfect sense, has invested my meager inheritance into Southern Pacific and 763E Hudson Electrics, each costing $2,500. Sir Rod declined to comment. They're pieces of art, my dad says. Anyway, as with anything of value and beauty, model trains have sometimes attracted the attention of thieves and vandals. In October 2017, a thief, gripping a tiny flashlight with his teeth, climbed through the ceiling of a shop in Devon, making off with expensive locomotives. Roughly a year later, a drunk burglar with a metal butter knife attempted to rob an 85-year-old retiree of his prized model railroad collection at his Lincolnshire cottage. According to the Telegraph, they tussled, and the octogenarian and his wife sat on the toss pot until the police arrived. And only this past May, there was a smash and grab at a model railway exhibit in Stamford.